Thank you for listening. Please leave a review, screenshot, tag, and share on social media. I'd love to be friends, so follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Cassie Conway Is Rad and at Grieving With Gratitude Podcast. Go out today and take your power back and consciously create the life you desire, knowing you are so fucking loved and divinely perfect. Hi, this is the Grieving with Gratitude podcast, and I'm your host, Conway, a spiritual psychologist. I suddenly lost my dad, and it propelled me to radically change my life. I went from a broke, burnt-out entrepreneur that was dependent on drugs and partying to a life of peace, abundance, and gratitude, making over six figures and traveling the world. My goal is to help you to heal your trauma and through the process become the healthiest and highest version of yourself. I believe you are here to live a life of abundance and not be a victim to your current life. Are you ready to take back your power and start to create the life you want? So here's a word from our sponsor. Hey guys, so when I first started doing this, I had a billion recordings and I literally had no idea how to distribute them anywhere. And that's when I downloaded the free Anchor app. And I am so grateful I did because it was a total game changer. Anchor is a one-stop shop allowing me to record, edit, and distribute all my content at once. The best thing is that it's super easy to navigate and I can take it with me anywhere I travel in the world. So if you have something to say, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to start sharing your message with the world. This is your affirmation I'll send you off with. So take a deep belly breath in, fill up your stomach with air, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth with an audible exhale. I am being transformed. I am now protecting my energy. I acknowledge that anything that does not align with my desire is irrelevant. I know that some people will demotivate me by telling me something is impossible. Impossible doesn't exist to me. I work in silence. I stay true by claiming anything is possible. I keep my life private. I cultivate my circle and only let certain people in. I am open, honest, and real while still understanding not everyone deserves a seat at my table. Hi guys, it's Conway. So I am in California. I'm about to actually fly and get on a plane to go back to Nashville. And over the couple of weeks that I have been here, I have been processing a lot of stuff for myself, just with like trauma work. And it's interesting because I think sometimes we look at, this is off topic and on a tangent, but I think sometimes we look at like one really big event, like say my dad's death, and like, yes, that's traumatic. And when you kind of process that, like something else opens up for you. So for me, I've always struggled with body image, but if you've been following me on Instagram and TikTok, I've been more expressive over there of it. Because I'm trying to define like the Grieving with Gratitude podcast, and is it really, do I share everything of my life or is it just grieving related? Because if it's only grieving related, which is very necessary, what does that look like? So anyways, just processing my stuff, and they kind of say that trauma, especially if you are like me and don't really remember a ton of things that like your childhood and stuff, it's kind of like a bunch of tangled up necklaces and you don't know really where to begin. But when you start loosening it up, things come apart. So you start kind of like seeing the events. So yeah, right now I'm just processing being more mindful and connected and aware of my body and what my body needs versus what my thoughts and emotions are telling it. So that is what I've been sharing, and through sharing about that on Instagram, which has been crazy, I did the anonymous questions post, and there was a ton of questions around, weirdly enough, my career and money, and then there was a ton of questions around what I read. So this is a long-winded way of getting to the point of this podcast, is my the books I currently finished and Right. So I'll also post all the places you can, or titles you can get the books, so you can access them yourself and get them, because they're great. And yeah, I hope this resonates with you. They're all over the place, but in essence, they're all around just healing. And I think that's what we're all trying to do on this podcast, right? It's healing. No matter what it is, we're all healing something. So the first one up, which is my favorite book. Also, you can see a video of this on TikTok, which is more funny, or funnier, I guess. But it's The Collection by Florence Scovel Shinn. So it's The Game of Life and How to Play It, The Secret Door to Success, The Power of the Spoken Word, and Your Word is Your Wand. So it's four books in one. I've actually bought this book twice. And I don't know, I probably gave away the other copy. I have a tendency, if you follow me, you'll notice I read a ton. So then you're thinking, oh, her house must be like filled with books. No, it is not. So what I do is I read them, I write little notes in them, and then I pass them on to someone. And I just kind of like think that when we keep spreading things like that, we can always repurchase the book over and over again. I do have like some books that I just keep because they're so good, and I reread them like once a year. But I believe in, once you process information to them, pass it along and literally pass on the book. So back to Florence Scovel Shinn. So The Collection. So I've read this twice. It is so, so good. I don't know like really what you would describe me as. I believe in Jesus and I believe in God. So this is connecting to universal law and metaphysics in relation to God. Because sometimes people will say like universe or whatever. And to me, and this is probably just my, you know, ego mind that needs to, I don't know what it is. But anyways, I say God. So I like that it is the universal law and principles related to God and biblically what happens. But it's like simple things like whatever man condemns in others, he attracts to himself. Super true. And especially experiencing that through grieving, because your whole family is like going through an emotional roller coaster. So if you make one person wrong, they have to make you wrong. And it's kind of like just starts going snowballing that way, or condemning the person that maybe passed away, or even condemning the people around you. It'll just multiply for you. So yeah, I'm reading the quotes because I'm also a big writer in my books. So I write and underline and make little notes for myself. So in essence, I think this quote really does sum it up, is Jesus Christ said, in the world, parentheses, world thought, parentheses, there is tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world thought. In the superconscious, or Christ within, there is a lavish supply for every demand, and your good is perfect and paramount. It's just amazing. It's just a really nice way of wrapping your head around just the thing. I don't know how to describe it other than, up until my dad died, I had no spiritual connection to anything. I grew up in church. I was baptized. I did all that stuff. And it wasn't until he passed away and I saw, because I saw his body, and I've seen lots of people die and dead bodies and stuff, and seeing him the day before and then seeing him, like his like spirit leave his body and realizing that we are not our physical bodies. And then the energy around that, I had lots of things happen in my house. Like he will move stuff of mine. which you're probably like, what the fuck? But yeah, it was Father's Day. It was the first Father's Day he died, and he always wrote with number two pencils. And he stored all his stuff in my garage, and I went in on Father's Day and I basically cleared it out, everything, rafters, everything. And I opened up the garage and I was so just sad, you know, like I always would get something for my dad for Father's Day, or I'd take him to brunch or whatever. And this number two pencil, brand new, which is crazy. No one writes with number two pencils either. Super sharp, like throws itself out of the garage at me. Like I can't make it up. And I just knew that that was my dad. So knowing that we are also made up of energy and energy cannot be destroyed and we are not our physical bodies, the same as we are the thinker, we are not our thoughts. Our thoughts turn into emotions. Our emotions turn into actions. And when I really started like just chewing on that concept that we, our energy still exists and what that looks like, the Bible and God and Jesus took on a very different and more powerful position in my life of really understanding from a metaphysical standpoint, really universal laws and then how they're played out in the Bible. So now it's really, really interesting after reading so many philosophy books from Buddhism to Hindu to, you know, just like all over the map. It's, and then the Bible, it's so fun to now actually understand what the Bible is saying, I guess. It's so, Florence Scovelshin, an amazing book, 100%. I'm going to keep this time. I don't know why I even got rid of it the last time. And then I just finished Ram Dass's Grist for the Mill, Awakening to Oneness. I love Ram Dass. He has his Netflix documentary. He always has like great quotes. Also, it's always, he's always connected with yogis. So I do a lot of yoga and everyone always has a Ram Dass quote, like at Shavasana. It's just, he speaks about in this book, the journey that we're all on and the journey to, you know, we're processing this life and how we're going through it. And what it means to kind of be in your highest self, but just coming from a place of just pure love. Like Jesus in the Bible, he is love. He is the incarnation of love. And what I've noticed that is paralleled in so many books that I've read is that suffering can be used for greatness. Like our suffering transforms us and through the suffering it can break us down and it turns us into probably the most loving people we could be. And that is very true. So it's our journey towards simplicity, towards quietness, towards a kind of joy that is not in time. That's what the journey is all about, right? Like, what does it mean? We always talk about, like, what does it mean to be your highest self? What's your highest consciousness? Like, what is the living your best life? Being the best. And I think the more you, like, look at how am I showing up in the world, but, like, just being really cognizant and self-aware, especially when you're grieving, because, like, it feels so, like you're so reactive. You feel like a fucking firecracker. Like, you know, it's like lit and about to explode all the time. And it's in this moment, and because I went through it, it was through that. I was like, I can't survive this way. Like, I have to have tools to be able to, like, help me. And through meditation and just calming down and finding that path and reading that, it's just so silly that in America we don't talk about death at all. And the grieving process, not one person has lived forever. And throughout cultures, they have so many different ways of being. They, like, just honor it and, you know, have healing through that. And in America, I think we just, like, fucking glide over it. And I think it's just getting more and more in touch with what we are, our ultimate highest purpose is, and that is to have love and compassion for every single person because we see the divinity in them that we see in ourselves, you know? So A, we love ourselves 100%, but that means because when we love ourselves 100%, we can look at even when someone has mishaps or whatever, that you can still see them in their perfection. I think one of the most profound stories he wrote in here, and I'm totally can't find it because I just like read it. As he was talking about how he's in India and he's studying in India, and there's this area of India that everyone takes the bodies to, and that's where they burn them. You know, when people die, and they have these lepers there that are just in such poverty, and he's saying how they're so emaciated, and they have these little cloths on their waists, and it has just enough money for them to pay for them when they die so that they can be burned and, you know, reach the highest place. So when he first went to India, he was like, gosh, look at these people. They're just in such dire straits, you know, in poverty. And then as he traveled throughout India and then was doing more and more meditation, he went back to that place where the lepers were. And when he looked at them then, he realized that his perception was wrong, because that was a holy city and people would travel all over the place to bring their bodies there. So the closer you were to the city, like, you were like in this holy Mecca. And he said that his perception changed so much because those lepers were actually looking at him with such pity, because he's so far away from that holy land and they were where they're supposed to be. So I think that is really, really, really wild, because when you change your perception to really understanding how people are viewing things or how they're not, you stop, you know, you get a full context of really what's going on in the world. So for example, in my family, when my dad was dying, I felt so, I mean, I don't, actually, never mind. I'm not going to share that story, because it is what it is. Okay, the next book I have that I read, and this is about the human body, but it's How Healing Works by Wayne Jonas, MD. Get Well and Stay Well Using the Hidden Power to Heal. This is an amazing book. Wayne Jonas is a doctor, and he has almost 40 years of seeing patients as a mainstream family doctor, as a trained scientist, and an explorer of many medical systems. He discovered how healing happens through his work with patients as the director of Office of Alternative Medicine at the National Institutes of Health, and is a research scientist at the World Health Organization, Walter Reed Army Institute of Research, and Soumoulay Institute. So what he did is he had controlled experiments with people. And experiments sounds like so creepy. But anyways, it was people that had like chronic pain or chronic issues, and he studied them and gave them different resources. So he would do typical Western medicine, then he would do Eastern medicine and alternative practices. And we found is that the mind was the most important aspect of anyone's healing, because there were certain things that like people would do that scientifically were not proven to actually help at all. And people saw such healing from it just because of the camaraderie around whatever the practice was. And so this really super fascinating is because some of the things were in Eastern or Western medicine were overlooked, and some of them as being very helpful, and some of them that are common practices weren't helpful or healthy for people at all. But he just found that the thing that was the strongest in providing people the most healing and long-term healing was through their thought patterns. And so just goes right along with, we create our own realities in the world. And it's just a really, really, really cool place to know that we do have a lot more control over our lives and our realities and our human bodies in particular, because we are the thinker of our thoughts, not our thoughts. So you do not have to feel helpless or in despair when things fall apart. The more aware you become of your response to the forces that influence your life, the more you will realize that the conscious decisions you make every moment of every day can change your future for the better. You can influence all the dimensions of your life, surrounding and infusing yourself with the forces of healing. So that is a direct quote from his book. It's so amazing. It's super interesting. Highly suggest reading it. And then the final book that I just finished, which is radical, and it's not just radical because it's in the title. It's A Radical Approach to the Akashic Records, Master Your Life and Raise Your Vibration by Melissa Feick, founder of the Spiritual Expansion Academy. I didn't know what the Akashic Records were. And to be really honest, I'm probably going to have to read this book again. Every time I try to describe this book, I don't know how to, so I don't think I'm giving it justice. But in essence, there's things... It's basically healing your karma. And when my dad first died, people were like, you've had such a rough life. You know, some of the older souls, you know, just have come here. And we all make a conscious choice of our parents and the situations that we're in. I had no idea what they were talking about. So it's fine if you have no idea what I'm talking about. But as I've looked more and more into it, there's epigenetics is a real thing. Epigenetics is that they found in lab rats, actually, or mice, that they, through the DNA, the mice could pass along their intelligence. Hence why everyone has different, you know, it's like survival of the fittest, right? So in our epigenetics, there is trauma also passed down in our DNA cells. So that's why some people will be so terrified of a snake. Yet they've had no negative, you know, events with a snake to actually make them have trauma around snakes. So it's an epigenetic thing. Fun fact. So the Akashic Records goes into healing your kind of the generational curses, your epigenetics, your trauma, and kind of helps you break through those walls. I read this book in the sauna, so you can hear it's real crunchy in spots. Basically, it's the ego that's trying to control or wants things to be a certain way. That's why we get upset about stuff, is because, and I hate to say it, we get upset around death because, our ego is saying this person was supposed to be there for me and during these events in my life. So instead, you can surrender the situation out to a higher power, higher consciousness, or God. It's allowing your ego to let go of allowing your higher consciousness to take over. Instead of the surrendering process, you find divine inspiration while trying to control is where you find ego inspiration. Ask yourself periodically, am I in flow or am I resisting? So just being able to surrender that space. But the Akashic Records is more than that. You have to meditate and it's a whole process. So there's people that refer to 5D and 3D realities, right? There's the physical, there's the mental reality, and then there's different planes of consciousness. And so, yeah, the Akashic Records, this was, I feel like this is there's gotta be more books. I feel like I got in the middle of this, you know, there's a series of books. It's Akashic Records 101. And I feel like I bought the book that was Akashic Records, you know what this is, but you have actually no idea. So anyways, I wish I could give you a lot more insight into what this book is about. I mean, I highlighted so much stuff in it. There are so many great quotes in it. It's basically just working on trauma work and looking at how to break free of that. It's just a different modality of being able to do that. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed these books. I know they're kind of all over the place on topics, but I think the common denominator is just healing and knowing the principles of universal law and just finding comfort in that, because when you start taking your power back, that we are creating our realities, even in this moment of incredible heartbreak, and that also knowing that we are able to create something so great out of something you would never consider great at all. So that's why I always come back to, I really have always been incredibly blessed by something I would never consider a blessing, but being able to see that miracle. And that's why it's called Grieving with Gratitude, because
without gratitude, I don't think I would have survived. If I wasn't able to see the bright spots throughout the day and just know, have the confidence that I was just getting better and better and better. So, I hope you guys enjoy your day. All the links to all the books are below. And just know that you were blessed with something you would never consider a blessing.